From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A pro-Trump nonprofit is pouring $150,000 into ads in Utah, targeting Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams and his involvement in the impeachment inquiry. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports it's part of a nationwide ad campaign targeting Democrats in swing districts.
A do-nothing Congress focused on a witch hunt. And your Congressman Ben McAdams is siding with them.
So McAdams, who narrowly unseated a Republican in a 2018 House race, voted with Democrats to pursue the impeachment inquiry. A spokesman for McAdams' campaign said in a statement, the congressman will decide whether to vote to impeach with Utah in mind, and no amount of spending from Washington, D.C. special interest groups from either party will change that. The ad invites viewers to call McAdams' office and tell him to vote against impeaching the president. Jeff Allen is a University of Utah assistant political science professor. He says it's unclear if that'll work.
There's limited evidence that contact campaigns can be effective at changing the positions of legislators. And this is one of those instances where there's going to be a lot of pressure from the party itself to not move against the party lines.
A poll by UtahPolicy.com before public hearings took place found that voters in McAdams' district were split on their support for the impeachment inquiry. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Two groups rallied at the Utah Capitol today around a proposed constitutional amendment that would guarantee equal rights regardless of sex. One group was for it, one was against it. KUER's Rocio Hernandez was there.
Democratic State Representative Karen Kwan introduced a bill today that would ratify the Equal Rights Amendment in Utah. Kwan says women are not protected under the Constitution, but the ERA would change that.
What it does is it disallows any states to discriminate within the law based on sex.
Around 175 people rallied in support of the amendment, but Carolina Sageman Allen was one of about two dozen people protesting it. They fear the ERA would expand legal abortion and roll back certain protections for women. Sageman Allen says she supports women's rights, but doesn't think that this is the right way to go about it.
I feel like it's antiquated and that it's not going to accomplish what it's setting out to accomplish.
A similar movement failed in Utah in the 1970s. If Kwan's bill passes in the 2020 legislative session, Utah would become the 38th and the last state needed to fully implement the ERA. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
A conservation group is launching one of the largest lawsuits ever brought under the Endangered Species Act. That's according to the Center for Biological Diversity. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, the lawsuit includes dozens of species in the region.
The Center for Biological Diversity says it will sue the Trump administration for failing to tackle a massive backlog of species waiting for a decision on federal protection. They include wolverines, whitebark pine, and western bumblebees, all endemic to the Mountain West. In a statement, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the pending lawsuit will divert limited resources towards litigation and away from conservation. It also argued that the Center for Biological Diversity, quote, grossly mischaracterizes the volume of our outstanding Endangered Species Act protections, end quote. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
With the holiday season underway, many people are in the giving spirit, and Utah is home to the top three most charitable metropolitan areas in the nation, Provo Orem, Ogden-Clearfield, and Salt Lake City. That's according to a study released this fall by Smart Asset. The personal finance company considered different metrics like average donations to charity and the number of hours spent volunteering. Nearly 35% of tax returns in the Provo Orem area show charitable contributions, and as a state, Utah tops the nation with a 51% volunteer rate. On Wednesday, the Utah Transit Authority will mark the 20th anniversary of TRAX, Salt Lake City's light rail system. TRAX's Blue Line, which originally ran from Sandy to Salt Lake City, began service on December 4, 1999. The rail system now operates three lines, red, green, and blue. The celebration will take place tomorrow at the City Center station and will also recognize employees who have worked for TRAX all 20 years. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.